Welcome to Window on North Korea. I'm Fran Kelleher, your host. An important part of everyone's life in North Korea is the Neighborhood Watch Leader. In North Korea, participation in what we're calling the Neighborhood Watch Group is not voluntary. Everyone has a leader of their local housing group monitoring their every movement and activity. Kind of like having a dormitory resident advisor looking after you your whole life, but a lot more sinister. According to Marked for Life, a publication of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, Inminban, or People's Housing Group, is, quote, a system of local population control supervised by the MPS, that's the Ministry of Public Security, or the National Police Force, and used by the SSD, the State Security Department, or Secret Police, for detecting aberrant criminal, social, or political behavior. Each Inminban has a supervisor employed by the government to monitor local housing units of 15 to 40 family housing units. The supervisor monitors this behavior and submits regular reports on all the families to the MPS and or the SSD, end quote. The MPS, or National Police Force, maintains a file on every person from age 17 up. The records are permanent and are updated every 2 years, partly with the input of this housing group leader. A really interesting development was reported in the daily NK.com this March in an article titled, Some Neighborhood Watch Leaders Picked by More Democratic Process. They have actually started having popular elections for these local group leaders. It used to be that the Korean Workers' Party cadres or officials handpicked the leaders, often their own relatives or spouses, especially as they came to acquire more power and prestige. More about this changing role of the neighborhood leaders in a moment. But now, sources from at least two provinces have reported the nominations of local party officials were overridden by the popular vote of the people in the neighborhood unit they would supervise. A source from Chungjin reported that, quote, a powerful cadre nominated his wife for the Inminban leader position, but that she eventually backed down after strong opposition from the unit's constituents. The locals complained, saying that the Inminban leader was to take care of their constituents, but that this particular nominee and their privileged family living in luxury from bribes could not possibly know the struggles of ordinary people, the source explained. This tiny step towards democratic awareness is quite a development for North Korea, if only at the most local, lowly level. Of course, along with democratic elections come attempts at gaining popularity through perhaps inappropriate means. Now they have some party cadres entering the races and trying to curry favor among their prospective constituents by giving them things like birthday presents. They better start buttering up on election laws next. Quoting from the article, the change in policy appears to have occurred following the ouster of former Ministry of State Security Director Kim Won-hong last year. It was around that time that cadres were required to attend official lectures covering instructions from Kim Jong-un to, quote, quoting within the quote, replace insincere or selfish cadres with those who were deeply dedicated to the people, said the source. Continuing from the article, but reactions to the change among residents reveals a mixture of frustration and optimism. Shouldn't we, the so-called Democratic People's Republic of Korea, have already had these kinds of elections? The source described one local as saying. Still, despite the election of Inminban leaders being less significant than the Supreme People's Assembly members, for instance, it's still a good thing that the authorities are starting to listen to the demands of the people, end quote. There is yet another sign of emerging democratic awareness and practice in the election of school class leaders. They are now elected based on their popularity among their classmates rather than on their social or economic background, as had been the case in the past. This just really is a surprising turn of events in my mind. Even if at the lowest possible level, in a society with very few choices where everything is decided for them, having this experience at a very local and personal level and at a young age could eventually have some far-reaching effects. Another relevant article in the daily NK.com just last month was titled, Once viewed as underpaid errand runners, Inminban leaders appear to be gaining more authority. The Inminban leaders used to be called no-wage runners in the past, and it was not a coveted position. But now there are special rations bestowed on the leaders by local district offices, and they have an elevated degree of power. They can expel families from the neighborhood for infractions, and they accompany the state police on home visits. So residents go out of their way not to alienate the neighborhood leader. But on the other hand, the group's power of the vote serves to temper possible abuses of their power. This change is apparently another result of the fall of State Security Director Kim Won-hong last year. Quoting now from the article about this period, "The North Korean government ordered officials to rid the country of those who lord over the people in an attempt to prevent corruption among the elite ruling class. According to the source, this order has led to the wider dispersion of power in the country. There are still many unseemly government officials who are stealing from regular people's pockets, but it feels like there's less of that now," said another source in Ryanggang province. A minority of those working in the judiciary who had used their power to threaten or steal from regular people have been punished, and this has led to an awakening of sorts among the elite ruling class. The source added, "There are North Koreans who fight back against officials who still treat those inferior to them rudely. There are more North Koreans who readily point fingers at the elites who cause conflict in their efforts to accumulate more wealth." North Koreans have responded positively to the rising authority wielded by Inmingban heads. They perceive the trend as the result of a campaign to fight against those elites trying to maintain their vested interests. North Koreans like the fact that power has been spread evenly across government agencies so that even low-level officials, like Inmingban leaders, can enjoy some level of authority, a source in North Hamgyong province explained. End quote from the DailyNK.com article. Something to note is that South Korea also has people in this role of neighborhood association leader. I never knew how they were chosen, and they were called just Panjang, neighborhood leader, as opposed to Inmin Panjang, the people's neighborhood leader. To the best of my memory, and more so my brother's memory, who lived in South Korea for 40 years, their role was to function as a mouthpiece for government announcements, policies, statistics, etc., serving as a liaison with the local residents. They probably make sure everyone fills out their census forms, nags them about any community responsibilities they might have taken on, or to clean up their messes. They would organize volunteer work parties to get things done for the greater good. But South Korea is probably the most wired country in the world, so maybe everybody is just so connected now, the role has become obsolete. So says my Korean friend who lives in a very urban setting. She says there is little interest in the role these days. She doesn't even know who her local leader is, and few people turn out to either vote or even run for the position. It is interesting to think of the likely shared roots of the role between the two countries, probably predating their division, back when word of mouth and direct personal interaction was so much more important to daily life. But while South Korea has moved away from this force for social cohesion, North Korea has taken it to compulsory and sinister lengths. Sources for this broadcast have been the DailyNK.com website and the publication Marked for Life, Songbun, North Korea's Social Classification System, a publication of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, available as a PDF download online. Window on North Korea airs approximately alternate Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Previous episodes may be heard at our website, ktwh.org, under the Programs tab. Window on North Korea is produced here at KTWH in Two Harbors, Minnesota.